When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin! Yay! Love it, guys! Yay!
He searches the internet, scours it for interesting facts to make all of us more interesting. Don't ask him too many follow-up questions because he doesn't know the answer. But it's time for Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know all dogs' nose prints are different, similar to how human fingerprints are all different?
Really?
That's, you know why this is good?
Why?
Solving dog crimes.
What are the two most notorious dog crimes?
Eating something off the counter.
Okay.
Okay. And ripping up the furniture.
And do you think that they leave their booper prints in an awful lot of places?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Okay.
I mean, there are some sneaky ones that have tried not to. Then you have to get a beagle in there with a detective hat on. He's in there dusting for nose prints.
Right, and a pipe for right. some reason. Don't give a dog tobacco.
No, he gives it to himself.
Kevin, is this really why we see dogs with police?
Yes.
To solve dog crime?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're very good at it.
The human's there for human crime. The dog's there for dog crime.
Yes, because who better knows the crimes and own race?
Who better knows? I get it. Yeah.
It's Did You Know with Kevin. What else you got?
Did you know Gilligan from Gilligan's Island's first name was Willie?
Willie Gilligan?
Willie Gilligan.
Willie Gilligan. Tell us what you think Gilligan's Island is.
So there's this man.
Yeah.
His name is Willie Gilligan.
Yes.
He goes to this island.
Okay.
For vacation.
Okay.
But then he gets stranded there, okay?
Yeah.
And now he's stuck there. He's been there for years. He goes crazy. He goes insane, okay? Wow. He finds a beach volleyball.
Okay. You're talking about Castaway.
Yeah.
Really?
That Castaway was not Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, this is an entire television show.
Oh, well then.
Multiple seasons.
What does he do on the island?
Got that into adventures. Dumb.
And there are other characters involved, too.
Oh, okay. So it's like kind of like a Love Island action. But it's Gilligan. And then he's trying to find his suitor.
Okay. There was a married couple. There were only two women, I believe.
Is it a horror?
No, there were three.
There were three. Oh, there yeah, was, that's right.
Ginger, Marianne, and Mrs. Lovett? No, Mrs.
The Millionaire's Wife.
The Millionaire's
that's
Wife.
The only
Is
one
it
I
a
remember.
Comedy?
Yes, it was. Oh.
Oh, sorry.
You not a fan of comedy?
Drama. Okay.
I mean, with a name like that, I need some drama in it.
Which part of the name?
The island part.
I
don't want to just laugh at someone stranded on an island. That's mean.
You know what the weirdest part was about that show, Kevin, is that they would have guest stars that would show up.
Like the Harlem Globetrotters
what
every once in a while.
Kind of show? Is this like a talk show then?
No.
No, they were stranded on an island, except sometimes people could get on and off the island, just not them.
Like Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm. Discontinued, right?
Discontinued.
Yeah, I can tell why.
It was one of the weirdest shows probably ever on television. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know someone survived the sinking of all three Olympic class ocean liners? Her name was Violet Jessup, and she was a maritime stewardess.
Maritime?
You mean maritime?
Maritime.
Yes. So,
yes.
What are the three sinkings? Are these like famous? Are we supposed to know about these?
I think so. The Britannic, the Titanic, and the Olympic.
Oh, wow. She was on all three?
Yeah. She's a world traveler. She was a stewardess.
If you got on one, is this a lot like I'm a surfer that survives a shark attack and then gets back out there and surfs?
Oh, my God.
Like, if you survive one ship sinking... And then you're like, you know what, though? A career is a career. Sign me up. Get me back out into the seven seas. and then it sinks again. Like, how do you do it for a third time? And do we think that she's the reason these ships sank?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it starts looking a little fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
The second time it happened, I mean, it's a real, like, sink a ship once, shame on you.
Okay? Right. Finish that one.
Sink a ship three times, shame on me.
Right.
The third time, at some point, don't you just go like, guys, my bad.
Yeah. Like, at what point should she have said, being on the ocean's not for me. These feet need to be on solid land. Kevin?
I think she gets paid out when she gets sunk.
Okay, so you think this is a money-making scheme?
Yeah, and she keeps wanting to do it. Because you know how they treat stewardess.
After the second time you've sunk, imagine being the people in her life. Where she's like, guys, I'm going to go just cross the ocean. And what was her name?
Violet.
They'll be like, Vi. What? They'll be like, you're joking. She's like, no. We're setting sail in like 3 days. So.
Do you not remember the last one?
Why? What?
On top of that, too, when the ship is sinking, she'd be the one like, guys, I've done this before.
Right. Follow me.
Follow me. Yeah. We're going to find a door and make sure Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't get on it.
Do we have a band?
Thank you very much, Kevin. It was Did You Know on the Wake Up Call.